Proclamation number 7991 of 14th of September, 1961. Events that cannot be proven historically. How often have you been addressed by me and you could hear my voice? And again I have thereby proven my love for you and my presence. And your faith has been strengthened, for the fact that I spoke to you could no longer be denied because you now have spiritual knowledge at your disposal which could only be conveyed to you through me myself. And thus you are also able to believe. But your faith was nevertheless not a false faith, not a faith corroborated by evidence. Instead, I was only able to speak to you because you believed. And this faith I will bless you. In the end times it is far more difficult to come to a living faith if it is only built on a transferred knowledge, on so-called traditions. It is not easy to believe something that goes back a long time and cannot be historically proven. And yet again, every human being can come to the inner conviction that much is based on truth which is passed on to him through tradition. Although it cannot be proven, he can believe it with conviction and now build on those teachings. But he must live a life of love, because then his spirit will be awakened which will instruct him from within. Only the spirit makes him alive. And every human being can awaken this spirit within himself, and then even that which lies far back in time as unproven will appear to the human being as clear truth, as convinced knowledge. He will believe it even without proof. And thus, because a life of love is necessary, it will be possible at any time to take notice of events which lie far in the past, which humanity would like to deny but which again and again are conveyed to humanity through spiritual activity. Then indeed only have to be, believe it but the faith can now be such a convinced one that the human being recognizes himself as standing in truth and fully accepts such gained knowledge. And thus many people will regard Jesus Christ's act of salvation as a legend, as an unprovable doctrine, and therefore will not find faith either. And yet, this knowledge will also be accepted again with complete conviction that it is truth by those who gave life to their spirit through a life of love and who will now also be taught by it. And I will give people credit for this faith, for it will become increasingly rarer because love has grown cold amongst people and thus complete spiritual darkness also covers the earth. Yet especially in the last days my gospel shall be preached with conviction. Especially in the last days the knowledge of and faith in Jesus Christ's act of salvation has become so necessary that my representatives on earth must testify of him in all liveliness in order to find faith, which requires an awakening of their spirit, which only makes them true proclaimers of the gospel. Only those with an awakened spirit will be suitable laborers for me, for they will be able to distinguish which teachings are to be believed and which teachings can be rejected, which again and again have imposed themselves through my adversaries' influence and are represented as truth. However, they are recognized as error by my true servants because their spirit is enlightened. However, all those who are able to hear my voice within themselves, because they are intimately united with me through a life of love according to my will, who is love itself, will always receive the right enlightenment about the act of salvation. These I can address directly because their love also instilled in them the faith that the Father speaks to his children. I will bless them especially and allow them to be my true co-workers, for I will be able to transfer my will to them because they completely submit themselves to my will. And thus I myself will be able to work through my servants. I will be able to reveal myself to all people who are of good will, for they will experience the evidence of my presence through my word which clearly sounds in those who have living faith, who live in love and thus have awakened the spirit in themselves to life. for what I speak to them is recorded. It is knowledge which only I myself can impart to people. It is a knowledge which corresponds to the truth and has taken its origin in me, as the eternal truth. It is the evidence of my presence in the one who loves me and keeps my commandments and to whom I can now reveal myself as I have promised. Amen.